The market, despite news that consumer confidence fell sharply, the market has jumped sharply higher. You've seen the news, up to 47,112, up over 650 points. On more certainty, the Fed is likely to cut rates in the next week or so. So that would be a Christmas, New Year's, year-end present for the stock market.
Okay. And what would that mean for the economy overall?
Well, it would be an acknowledgement, frankly, that the market, that the job market might be a little weak, that confidence is weak, that consumers are having a tough time still paying for things. It's not that inflation is roaring, it's just that prices are still high and not really coming down. So you have a, you know, you have the excuse for the Fed to cut rates. More than an excuse is what the market's thinking, and that's always good for stocks.
Yeah. Are you ready for some questions?
Absolutely.
Terry, I'm still working at 67. I signed up for Medicare, but still have insurance through work. Do I have to do anything this year?
No, well, you didn't. If you still have comparable insurance through work, you do not have to sign up for Medicare. And importantly, you shouldn't sign up for Medicare, even the free Part A, because once you do that, you can no longer contribute to a health savings account. So if you have other coverage, even if you work to 75 and your company's still paying your health insurance, you do not have to sign up for Medicare. The minute you leave your job, that's when you have to sign up once you're over 65.
Okay, so the Danson farmer, when he turned 65, he signed up. He is on my insurance policy. He just signed up for Part A. So apparently he screwed up. But
Well, he doesn't have a health savings account, so It doesn't matter.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. All right. Ask Terry Savage. I want to know about capital gains. My mother-in-law's house was valued at $425,000 4 years ago, but they decided to hold on to it. Now they're selling it. My wife keeps telling me they can't sell it for more than $425,000 because of capital gains. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, no, there is an exclusion, and married couples can exclude $500,000, $250,000 each of gains on their primary residence as long as they've been living there. So that shouldn't be an issue. And, you know, if there were, I want to make people aware of some other thing, that aside from houses where you get that exclusion from the capital gains tax, anything you've held on to for a very long time, like if you bought Amazon 25 years ago or Nvidia, you know, when it was a cheap stock, if you die owning it, then there is no capital gains. Your heirs inherit it, and their cost basis is the value on the date of death. So unless it's a house and you can exclude the gain that is allowed, you might want to think twice when you're older about selling stuff and paying the taxes if you really can afford to hold on to it.
Okay. Tom from Downers Grove wants to know, how do I add to a Treasury bill that is maturing?
Well, you need to go online to treasurydirect.gov where you created your account, same account where people buy Series I bonds. And then when you get into your account and they'll send you a code and so forth, you click on the tab that says Manage Direct. If you didn't want that money to drop back into your bank account that you linked with Treasury Direct, then look under reinvestments, and you can reinvest 4 or 5 times. So click on that and say roll it over at maturity at whatever the rate is then. Otherwise, the whole principal will drop back into your account.
And that kind of takes care of the next question, because the next person said, do you still believe investing in $10,000 in Treasury Direct?
Yeah, Treasury Direct is an alternative to CDs. You don't pay state income tax on the interest you earn. And for a while, banks were lagging and T-bill rates were higher. Right now, 6-month T-bills today are just a little over 3.25%. So if you could get a 6-month CD from your bank at 4 or more, then you might choose a CD. But it's the safest place in the world, and that's where rates are set by the whole global market lending money to the U.S., so you know you're getting a fair interest rate.
What?
You know something?
Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a key point. I don't know when we'll run out of time, Lisa, but I posted a new column and I sent it out to my newsletter subscribers.
I was going to ask you that. Thanksgiving wishes.
Exactly. Well, I was very happy to send out this email because, well, you know, Politics is something you definitely don't want to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner, for sure. Enjoy your turkey. But I created a personal financial organizer form years ago. It's linked at my website, terrysavage.com. And this column was triggered by a friend of mine, a younger friend, who said, her parents are boomers. And she said, we cannot get our mom and dad to talk about this. They are so nervous. They keep making us promise we won't have to go into a nursing home, but they won't tell us anything. They say they've got a will. So I'm talking about the most difficult discussion between parents and kids. It's no longer the birds and the bees. It's the bills and the wills. And so if you go read that column at terrysavage.com, it's a guide to having a very nice, gentle conversation and the personal financial organizer to guide it.
My mom was so good about that. She was my surviving parent. My dad had died 20 years previously. Not only did she lay it all out, but she made us videotape her so she could reconfirm what the will said, what each child would be given, what the grandchildren would be giving, what songs she wants at her funeral, who she wants to sing those songs. And let me tell you, it made our lives so much easier.
What a blessing. You know, this discussion does not have to be so much about who gets what, but it's about assuring that there is a plan, and here are the people, the phone numbers of the attorney, here's where the copy of the document can be found, here's where my folder that says stuff like, yes, this is how I'd like my funeral to go. It's reassuring your kids that they will know the information instead of keeping it a secret because you don't want to face it.
Right. We've got someone on line one. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Terry Savage?
Hi, Terry. I bought some I bonds back in 2001, and I bought about $60,000 worth. And if I sell them now, are there capital gains?
Well, first of all, don't sell them until you've owned them for at least 5 years. Otherwise, you have a 3 month loss of interest penalty. So you must be sure, take a look at your treasurydirect.gov account, and then that will be all considered ordinary income in the year in which you sell them, not capital gains. It will be added onto your ordinary income. So just think about this. It will maybe, if it was a lot of money, and it sounds like you have a lot, but you probably didn't gain that much, but it could impact things like not only your tax bracket, your Medicare Part B premium. Big gains like that could definitely have an impact on other things.
So maybe I should split it up, right?
You sure you could split it up? But again, wait the full 5 years. There's no sense in losing 3 months' interest.
No, I bought them in 2001.
I thought you said 12. Oh, yes, you sure should. It's time.
Okay.
Does a COLA increase apply to January Social Security or February?
That is. Did everybody get a note from Social Security saying, go to your account, log in, and see what your increase is going to be? And you thought there'd be a big increase, and then you went, wait, it's not that big an increase because my Medicare Part B premium went up. And yes, it should hit your account in January.
Okay. Someone said they went to your website. They couldn't find the four-page form. You should sign up for a newsletter because then it comes right into your email box.
Right. But if you go to terrysavage.com, there's six little boxes in the top right-hand corner. They all have links, and one of those says your personal financial organizer.
Thank you so much. We wish you a beautiful, happy Thanksgiving.
Wonderful Thanksgiving to you and to everyone else.
That's Terry Savage. You will find her at terrysavage.com. The news is coming up next.